Hi everyone, this is Jenna Millie with Screenwriting You, and I'm here today with Jared Paul and Andrew Mogul, who wrote The D-Train, starring James Marsden and Jack Black. So excited to talk to you, and I thought the movie was so funny. I'm so excited about it. I guess you can't wait for it to get out there, because it's just so, it's definitely...
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah, it's like, what a great duo they are.
Amazing duo. They are great together.
How did you come up with this idea? Where did this start?
This is Jared. It started, we just liked this character who was obsessed with changing his high school identity. And we just thought, how far would someone like that go to change that and to, you know, kind of rewrite his reputation from high school? We like the idea of him becoming obsessed with the coolest guy from high school, and Brand, you know, thinking that if he brings him back, he can save the entire reunion and his reputation.
I mean, the way you wrote the James Marsden character, I was watching it. I was like, everybody knows somebody like that from high school. It's just crazy how
so naturally cool.
Yeah, everything comes so easily to him.
And the one thing we like about that character and the pairing of these two is that, you know, that character, Marsden's character, has gotten away from his high school persona in a way that, you know, he needed to be kind of brought back toward that, and Jack needs to get a little bit away from that, so they kind of help each other meet in the middle.
Yeah, I mean, how did you research writing the Marsden character? Because I was thinking, Is he like a narcissist? What is it about him? Or is he just, he's like one of those birds that likes jewelry. What is it called? A magpie? He like just goes after the next shiny thing. I was really trying to get behind his...
I think he was just living in L.A.
for
the last 20 years.
Yeah, you don't need much research when you live here because you run into guys like that every day.
Yeah.
That's so funny. Yeah, it's true.
So I think that, yeah, we just took from a bunch of different guys that we know out here.
But, of course, you have to get him to a place in the end where he is going to have some kind of comeuppance. So that must have been a challenge, too, because you don't want him to be completely selfish.
Yeah, and I don't know if we saw it as much of a comeuppance as like a, you know, like just the reveal that he, when he reveals to, when he reveals to Jack at the end, like, I'm nothing, is kind of a version of a comeuppance, I guess. And, you know, we didn't feel like that character deserved a full...
Yeah, not to give it away. Yeah, we think that... I mean, he learned something from Jack, and, you know, Jack kind of grows from his relationship with Marsden. It's, you know, they each kind of complement each other in a weird way.
Yeah, it's like, you know, and, of course... We're sort of dancing around the big reveal, which I don't know how much of that you want to give away, which is sort of
what reveal?
Well, what, you know, what happens between them?
I'm totally kidding.
Okay. So is it something, you know, there's a major turning point for these characters. Is that something that was always in the script? Like how far Jack Black goes?
For us, I mean, we don't want to give too much away, but that for us was never about that for us. It was always about the aftermath of it.
Yeah, we always found it really interesting, like, from what happens to Jack from there, what happens to his character from that point on, and how he deals with it,
and how his world just crumbles, and he doesn't know what it means, and he just grows more and more desperate.
And then ultimately how that is a freeing thing for him, you know? What seems like the worst thing that's ever happened to him ends up being a positive thing for him. We like that idea.
So did you know how dark you were going to go when you first got the idea? Did that come through development?
Yeah, I mean, that was kind of the intention from the beginning.
And how long did it take you? And tell me a little bit about your process. So your writing partners, how long does it take you to develop? Do you sit in the same room? Do you talk on the phone? What do you do to break the story?
Yeah, we just sit together and we just talk it out.
We write together in the same room. We really do, like, talk it out first before we write anything, and kind of almost act it out. I mean, not physically, but...
Yeah, we just kind of talk it out really in detail, and, you know, yeah, other writing teams, they, I guess, you know, we have friends who take, you know, that one will write one scene and one will write the other, and we don't do that. We just really kind of just do it all together, and we have kind of a, we've been doing it for so long that we just have a very, very easy communication.
We kind of, our heads kind of go to the same place at this point. We kind of like the same areas.
So do you do a beat sheet then, and then you do the script, or?
We ended up kind of like just roughing out all the scenes, like basically what the
like a rough outline,
central idea of each scene is, and then we start, you know, writing the individual scenes.
And how is this different from some of your other projects, or do you use the typical structure, or is there a structure that you like? Just to get inside, you know, the technique of writing to help someone out there who wants to do this, who wants to write a big comedy like this with great actors in it.
We had written a bunch of studio comedies where I think you have to accomplish certain things in those types of movies. And we were excited to direct this movie on a smaller scale, and it was just more personal and darker and our weirder sensibilities, and that was freeing and as writers and just to kind of so I think that we were a little less restricted by
typical structure
and typical formulas that usually
we didn't pay as much attention to that as we normally do.
So
this was more for us. This was more of a character driven thing.
So you wrote this then, was this on spec or was it an assignment?
Yeah, no, it was on spec for us. We always wanted to just kind of control it and direct it and make it ourselves.
And how long did that whole process take?
2 months?
Just 6. I mean, we were always kind of tweaking it up until production. I mean, probably the whole thing, 3 to 6 months to write it and then...
Are you asking the writing process alone or the entire process?
I just want to know about the writing process. Like, for example, it takes you, 4 weeks to beat it out, and then you do 4 weeks of writing scenes, and then you rewrite after that if you're doing 3 months. Just so a new person that's interested in screenwriting can get a sense of what a professional does to get a script done. And are you working 40 hours a week, and is that 80 hours
a
week?
I think it's different for everybody. We do what feels right to us. We beat it out and we talk about it and we outline it, and that probably, I don't know how long, that takes a couple months, and then we write it, a couple more months to write it, but everybody's different, some people take a year or 2 years to write stuff, some people write stuff in a week.
Cool, well yeah, it's just good to know, what different people do, so you can hear, what it's like for a professional. And did you always have the cast in mind? Were these, James Marsden and Jack Black, were those always your two guys that you wanted to play these roles?
Yeah, we've loved Jack Black for pretty much our whole lives, and we're really excited about the opportunity to work with him. And when we were writing the character, we always thought he was kind of perfect for it. And luckily, we got in touch with Mike White. Mike White liked the script a lot, and then he had a long-standing relationship with Jack, and he got it to Jack, and Jack responded to it, and we were off and running.
And what's it like when he comes on board? Does he give you notes on his character, or is there any improv-ing while you're shooting? What's that like?
Not really notes. I mean, he came on, and he really responded to the script, and pretty much wanted to stay close to it when we were shooting, but he always brought something great, and, it's just something you get from him, and all the actors we had brought things, when we were filming.
But yeah, they improvised, and they added to what was there, but it was what was really remarkable about Jack is how he, trusted us from the beginning.
And really respected the script, and kept saying he wanted to just do it justice.
We were so crazy as first-time directors, and we were so lucky and grateful for that.
So do you have any, stories from on set being first-time directors? What was your biggest challenge, or what did you think, I don't know if we could get out of this, or is there anything that happened that sort of surprised you while you were doing it?
The biggest challenge, I guess, was not having enough time. I mean, I think every filmmaker says that to a certain degree. I mean, we really did it quickly. We had 21 days of shooting,
and there were financing there was financing craziness that shrunk the shooting schedule, towards at the last minute, so we were dealing with that stress. So those were the complications. Once we were doing it, though, it was so much fun, and they had so much fun doing it, and it was such a great group of people.
It ended up being a really rough pre-production and a very smooth shoot.
Yeah.
Can you tell me both of your favorite scenes, or maybe you have the same favorite scene? What's just one of your favorite moments?
My favorite is when James has to, he takes to lunch with Jeffrey Tambor and Jack, and he falls into the part of Kent Drazen, this fake CEO that Jack has created. And because he's so fallen into this part, and he's committed actor that he is, he ends up accepting Jeffrey's deal.
That's so funny. I love that part.
I love that scene, too. I kind of love the scene right before that, also, when Jack kind of comes clean to Marsden in the hotel room.
Yeah.
About what he's doing in L.A., and, you know, they have a heart-to-heart real moment there, and I really enjoy that scene. And I love the scenes with Marsden and the son.
Oh, that's my favorite. I was dying laughing. That is so funny. I don't know how.
Yeah, we love that.
Yeah, the kid is so funny. Russell Posner is so funny in that. Or Posner?
Posner, I believe, yeah.
Posner, really funny kid. And
then together, they were just great.
Yeah, and James just plays it so real and so funny in that scene.
Well, what's next for you guys? Are you going to continue down the path of indie movies, writing and directing, or are you doing something studio next?
We're going to do a huge Marvel movie next. No, I'm kidding.
we have this article that we're doing, that we're producing with Jonah Hill. This article that we bought that we want to make next, and we're also doing this potentially doing this TV show on Fox. So we'll see.
Sounds great, guys. How just one last question. How's TV writing different from features, and which one do you like better?
Feature writing
the TV process being so quick,
yeah,
so fast-paced, makes it a little harder to get it as precise as we felt like we could get it on the movie in terms of what we had written.
Yeah, you just have a lot more time to really focus on the script before you start shooting a movie. Whereas, the TV process is just much more rushed.
Well, it both sounds super fun, and you guys sound like you have a great partnership, and the movie was awesome.
Thank you so much. That's really cool to hear.
Yeah, I would love to talk to you guys again, and
awesome.
Congrats, and thanks so much for your time.
Thank you so much. I hope we answered the questions okay.
Yeah, you did. It was great. I really appreciate it. Okay, take care.
Thank you.
Bye.